Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The apparent legal strategy in the Tsarnaev trial, where the defense admits guilt and does not cross-examine much, is not all that unusual. That's according to Suffolk University law professor Chris Dearborn, who specializes in criminal defense.
Not as unusual as you'd think in a death penalty case with very strong evidence that has, obviously, a sentencing phase to come. It was the right choice. It was a good tactical choice. What it does is it gets that out of the way. It hopefully, from their perspective, starts to desensitize things a little bit and allows them to start trying to focus on humanizing their client a bit and also earn some credibility with the jury rather than wasting their time fighting a bunch of battles that aren't worth fighting. The evidence is so overwhelming that he was involved that the defense lawyers and then their client would also lose credibility with the jury if they didn't come out and concede that point.
And they're not cross-examining the witnesses either. Is that also something to be expected when they're taking this strategy?
Well, the general rule in any criminal case for a defense lawyer is if it doesn't further or advance your theory of the case, then you don't want to bother asking questions. So when they're conceding that he was actually involved, and basically almost the full extent of his involvement is being conceded, asking questions of witnesses that don't help their theory, whatever it may be, and functionally wasting the jury's time, wasting the judge's time, wasting everybody's time, doesn't make any sense. The people so far, a lot of the people they haven't chosen to cross-examine are people who have very emotional testimony about the victims in the case, or people who knew victims. And there's no points to be scored by the defense for asking those people any questions. Revisiting some of those wounds on cross-examination would accomplish nothing.
But if your ultimate goal is to humanize your client, isn't it much harder to humanize after all of that emotional testimony's been heard?
Absolutely. That's a very fair point. But I think it would be even less so if the defense lawyers somehow tried to challenge those witnesses. I think that would not endear them to a jury. And so I think they're hoping that you get through the emotional part and then start bringing out through cross-examination their own witnesses the relationship between the older brother and this young man and how susceptible he was to his older brother's whims, how overborne his will was. Essentially what they're getting at is a duress defense, that this is a young, impressionable kid who got led down a really bad path and obviously did horrible, horrible things. But that one moment in time shouldn't result in his life being taken.
So if it's basically this is something that we're doing essentially for the sentencing phase of things, why go through all of this? What's the point of the prosecution, you know, for the prosecution to go through everything that they might have gone through had there not been this admission from the beginning?
That's because they feel like they've got to dot their I's and cross their T's and put their case in. And the horror, the abject horror of all this is what is going to make the death penalty more palatable to some people.
We have heard the estimate has been that this trial is going to continue until June. That seems like a long time if there's not going to be a lot of things to contend with here.
It does, but let's just say the defense decides not to cross-examine two-thirds of the witnesses. Hopefully that'll get cut by a lot, right? Because the cross-examination can be a significant portion of these witnesses. So I think my guess is those estimates, if people were to reproject, would go down a little bit based now that people have gotten a preview that there's going to be a lot of witnesses who aren't crossed by the defense.
Suffolk University law professor Chris Dearborn, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And for more insight and analysis of the Tsarnaev trial, check out the new WBUR Boston Globe podcast titled Finish Line. It's available on iTunes and at WBUR.org.